It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for November 28th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is menorah, spelled M-E-N-O-R-A-H. Menorah is a noun. That means a candelabra with seven or nine lights that is used in Jewish worship. Here's the word used in a sentence from ABC 7 in New York. The world's largest menorah went up in Manhattan on Tuesday and will be lit on Thursday after sundown. In English, the word menorah was originally the name for the seven-branched candelabra used in Jewish worship. The nine-branched Hanukkah candelabra is called Hanukkiah in Hebrew, but English speakers came to use menorah for this one, too. The Hanukkah menorah recalls expulsion by Judah Maccabee of invading forces from the Temple of Jerusalem. Maccabee and his followers sought oil for the temple's menorah so that the sanctuary could be rededicated, but they found only enough oil for a single day. Miraculously, that tiny amount of oil burned for 8 days until a new supply could be obtained. The Hanukkah menorah includes a candle for each day the oil burned, plus the shamus, a servant candle that is used to light the others. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.